Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
Under certain circumstances, let me tell you, doing the wrong thing can be jolly good fun.
I know.
And here's how it happened. It couldn't have been simpler. There's nothing very exciting about the situation, except that I'm on the scoot with my wife instead of Stella. For the sake of peace, I asked Stella out tonight, and for reasons best known to herself, she didn't show up. So when Marcia put in an appearance, she'd been dining with Woody Parsons and his wife, and said, "Haven't you waited for Stella long enough?" I made practically no struggle against the temptation, and here we are. It's childish, I admit, but I couldn't be taking a better view if I were out with Harry Lamar. Marcy's better looking, anyway.
Any clear thoughts, darling?
I was thinking you're better looking than Hedy Lamar.
Hedy'd be enchanted to hear that.
You know, we shouldn't be doing this.
Why shouldn't we?
Your legal eagle would throw up his hands in horror.
Oh, Jeff. Did you have to bring him up? Oh, I'd love to be able to go to Mendelssohn and call the divorce off.
Yes. As you said, why did I have to bring him up? How's the time? Getting tired?
No. Oh, I'm like the king's daughters in the fairy tale. The ones who were rowed across the enchanted lake. Wore their shoes out every night dancing till dawn.
But this honky-tonk petrol closes at 3.
Jeff, when I get home, I'll probably bore.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea after all.
Maybe. Because soon we won't be able to do it anymore. I can't quite see Stella sharing you with any ex-wives.
Do you wish we hadn't done this at all?
Oh, it was my idea. What is the time now?
A bit after 1.
Well, take me home now, will you?
Sure.
Any more will spoil it. Oh, Jeff. Why do we have to finish like this?
Because, darling, we're the kind of people we are, I guess. Come along, I'll grab your coat.
Last night again. Oh, how could I have been such a fool, letting Jeff wait and wait while I went off with Billy Fuller? Those are the best things, to wait for Jeff to say something. As if he doesn't wring my neck without saying a word. How do I look? Better have my best foot forward and some work underway when he gets here. Bronson, you're shaking like a leaf. This will never do.
Let me think. Yeah, I'd better take it quietly at first. Stella might have turned up at Castino's last night. After all, I'm finally gone. And she could have asked Louis who, if anyone, I'd gone with. Yes, that might be the drill. Say nothing. Let Stella fire the first shot.
Good morning, Stella.
You're on the job bright and early.
Morning, Jeff.
I thought I'd get an early start on those quotes for advertising space.
Oh, good, Les. You've been here long?
Oh, quarter of an hour or so.
Anything in the mailbox?
There's one open on your desk.
Tell you what, have a look in the filing cabinet for me, will you? I want to see exactly what I said to Southcott about warehouse charges. There's a date of the 14th, don't you?
Right. Funny. He must be teeing me up for the blow. I think he'd say something about last night. Here you are. The 14th it was.
Oh, thanks. I don't get it. I expected to say something about last night, but if she turned up or not. Stella?
Yes, Jeff?
Leave that typing and come here in a minute.
What is it?
Now, look here. About, about...
Yes. About what?
About the money you've been drawing for yourself. Now that we're out of the wood, hadn't you better put yourself down for another 5 a week or something?
Well, thanks very much. Every little helps. But was that what you called me over for in the first place?
Yes, of course. I meant to mention it yesterday. Why, were you expecting me to tackle you about something else?
No, nothing like that. Well, look, Jeff, I'm on pins and needles. Why don't you come out with it and get it over and not keep me tingling with suspense, hang you?
So you didn't turn up at Castino's last night?
No. I was going to, Jeff, truly I was, but... Well, I was furious with you for the night before, and I ran into Benny Puller, and I let him talk me into standing you up. I had dinner with Benny Puller, and we went to a show.
Oh, boy, what a relief. That's all right, then. I've been kicking myself since I woke up this morning.
What did you say?
I said, what a relief. You have no idea the names I've been calling myself.
Do you mean to say that I can leave you waiting and go out with Benny Puller instead, and it's a relief to you?
Well, of course, under the circumstances.
You don't even care that much. I can go out with Benny Puller after making a date with you. Why, I've never been so... Jeff Pilgrim, you didn't wait for me either.
Well, I did for a while, but when Marcia turned up...
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to skin you... I'd like to skin you alive. Oh, all the time when I thought I was teaching you a lesson. You were off with Marcia. Where did you go? Tell me, where did you go and what did you do?
Just look at you. What have you got to complain about? That's all I'd like to know. Stood me up, eh? Only I wasn't there to be stood up. Stella, it serves you jolly well right. It'll be a lesson to you.
Don't you smirk at me. If you do, I'll...
I know. You'll skin me alive. Now, calm down and let's both get some work done.
You smug...
No. What do I have to do to get some typing out of you? Have you kissed?
Kiss you? If I want kisses, I don't have to come to you for them. Yes, I do want a kiss. I'll teach you to go out with Marcia when you're supposed to be out with me.
Well, of all the colossal nerve. Women.
Come here, you.
Did I hear a melodious humming as I came in by the door?
Oh, you did, Mr. Glover?
What is it? The weather or a new blithe spirit?
Blithe spirit.
Someone must have made you feel life was worth living last night.
Someone did.
Oh, to be young again now that spring is here. Yes. Well, I'm sorry to walk in with an armful of ledgers and quench it for you.
Oh, what's the trouble? Bad news?
Last month's statements, Marcia, were using too much red ink again.
Oh, much?
Far, far too much. You see, Marcia, if you were to go on drawing from the firm's accumulated balances, month in, a month out, year after year, you would keep this firm going for years.
But the function of a business is to make money, not to lose it.
Oh, that's elementary, Frank, but what can I do?
There's only one thing for you to do. I'm an accountant, taxation expert, generally a pretty good man with a ledger. But I've neither the training, the temperament, or the inclination to manage a concern such as this.
Oh, but you're worth your weight in gold. I really don't know what I'd have done without you.
That's all very well, but I'm not bringing you in any new business. And that's what you'll have to get to survive. And I think it's about time you came to a decision.
Oh, dear. Since Jeff walked out to start on his own, I've been putting this off and putting it off.
You don't have to tell me. You hoped that after the Palmer business, when Jeff was in a position to talk to some of the chaps with the big accounts, he'd pick up the threads for you here, right?
Oh, very right.
But of course he's getting the big accounts and handling them himself.
Oh, he only has Tunnies.
There's a whisper on the grapevine that Robertson and Archers are heading his way.
Well, I don't know how in the name of fortune he's going to cope, stuck there in that tiny office of his.
And I can't see him moving into any larger premises either, the way things are. Marcia, this gives me an idea.
Yeah? What about?
Leave it to me. If I don't tell you and it doesn't come off, you won't be disappointed. Leave it at that for now, and don't you worry about the red ink. Maybe we can get ourselves back in the black. Oh, by the way, who were you out with last night?
Oh, just someone.
Nice.
Very, very nice. Francis Glover on the phone for you, Jeff.
Hi, thanks.
Yes, Frank?
Oh, Jeff, if you're not tied up, what about having lunch in there?
I think that could be arranged. Where? What time?
Oh, the ambassador, 1:10.
Right, I'll be there. What is it, business or anything special or what?
I'll be paying for it, so don't put a gift horse in the mouth.
Playing games, eh?
As a matter of fact, old man, I think I'll be playing fairy godmother. Cheerio, see you about one.
And why not? If Marcia and Jeff haven't the sense to get together of their own accord, why shouldn't someone give them a gentle nudge? I've never been too keen on the Bronson girl. If I can bust up that romance, I shall. Though I didn't know who Marcia was with last night.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.